Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transform!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Obi-Blan Kenobi. Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy.
Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that statement?
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me. M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 299.6!
Are you sure? Is it 6?
Yeah, okay.
7?
I'm with it. Fuck it, I'm with it.
Oh, it might be 7.
No, it's 6.
Is it?
Sure.
I think it might be 7 now that you say that.
Really?
Either way, it's of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. It's one of those numbers. I think it is 7 now that you say that.
Really? We should find out.
Wow.
I'll do the research.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, but now I'm curious.
Yeah, I just feels dirty to have the wrong number, but, you know, some people are into that. All right, everybody, we're here. It's back. It's time. It's time to go. We are pre-Legions Con. We are without Travis today. We are with some foreign nationals. I don't know what foreign nationals means. I think it's a bad thing. Isn't it a bad thing if you're a foreign national? Isn't it like a bad guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't even know. It sounded cool.
I'm not even educated.
Heard it in a movie. I am your host, Lord Steve Bisciotti, with me today.
I'm sorry.
Are two of the best co-hosts hosts could have. I'm already getting interrupted.
It's because this is too good not to share. So episode 299.6 in Swedish is... Tuva hundred nito nemo coma sex.
how good was that?
Right? Sex. Yeah.
I don't care if it is
0.7. We're going with 0.6.
Sex.
Yeah.
Great outdoors reference.
Yeah.
Great how he already had the sunglasses.
And then Steve had to copy him. Yeah, I love that.
Because I copied him.
I copied
him.
Well,
and if you noticed, as soon as we went live, too, I was like, oh, he's got a ball cap on. I got to put my ball cap on. We're like, put us together, and we are the Swedish Unabomber.
I saw his boner, and I manifested one, so I've been sitting here with a...
Actually, it might be hard for you to be a Unabomber. According to John Caulfield, as far as international shipping goes, it could be very difficult for you to be a successful Unabomber.
That is true.
With your international shipping.
Can I just once get through the intro?
No. We've done this 299.6 times, and you're still surprised?
It only takes me like 30 seconds.
It only takes him for sex.
Yeah.
I'm Steve. Jeremy's here. Pete's here. We got the Swedes. Cody's over there.
Hi.
Emil Wickman's here. How are you doing, Emil?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
We forgot Cody. That's weird. Like, he forgot things, too.
I said Cody.
Steve ordered.
Pete's upset that he didn't get his bagels.
Pete's going to be upset all day.
Tomas is... I don't know what he's trying to do over there, but...
I don't know what you're trying to do over there. Top G in. I'm top G in.
You're a Swedish bootleg. Yeah, like, this is a foreign European bootleg of Steve.
Okay, I might not be good at this, but I look good doing it.
You look good. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could bend on that.
What happens if you guys fuck? Does it cancel each other out?
No.
Makes us twice the man.
Mm-hmm.
We got some food. We learned on the way here that the Swedes have never had a McDonald's breakfast burrito.
Prepare to get diarrhea.
What in the world?
What?
Yeah. No. For police. So I guess I got to take this.
299.6 episodes and we can't figure out how to silence our goddamn cell phones.
God damn it, Steve.
Right. You guys got to take over while I'm gone.
Oh,
bitch, okay. We took over
top
episode
G.
four.
I'm the top G now.
All right.
Yep.
So we can't eat those.
No. You know, you want to know how I know you're top G? Because you're still wearing the sticker on your ball cap.
Yeah.
And that's like a totally top G douche canoe thing to do in the States.
What? I just picked this up before I went to Emil. I haven't time to peel off the sticker. Okay. Does that count?
Yeah. Dude, that's a legit reason.
Mm-hmm. I've seen kids with the stickers on.
Right, exactly. Kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys made it.
Yeah.
We made it.
We did.
Oh, and you guys flew from Sweden to Newark, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then to here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get into a van to drive back to Secaucus, New Jersey, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are planning on going to Grand Rapids Comic Con today. It'd be a first time for you, right?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, Grand Rapids. I was in my head. I was like, did you just come? No, it's not the first time. But like, you didn't say that.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be the first time.
Yeah. Great stuff.
You guys are going to enjoy it. It's a great show.
Yeah.
It's big. It's fun.
I haven't been to that many shows, actually, ever, toy shows. So this is, I'm excited just for that, you know?
Oh, this is all of it. This is a true Comic-Con. So this is a ton of cosplay, and it's got the famous people that you can pay to have them sign something because they were famous in 96.
I think the SpongeBob voice guy is going to be there. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he's still current.
Yeah. Anime. There's a ton of anime stuff. I know you guys are big anime folks.
Yeah, there's lots of butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks
are nice.
Mm-hmm. So would you say the Sunday is a bad
day?
Hey,
you can't talk about other people's butt cheeks unless you're willing to post publicly a picture of your wife's butt cheeks, per the rules in our Facebook group.
Wow.
I'm not allowed to talk about other boobs because I was upset about showing my wife's, according to our Facebook people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So in that case, since I believe Laura's probably listening, honey, I'm going to need a picture of your butt, and we are going to post it on YouTube live. Chop chop. Love you so much.
Chop chop.
Chop chop.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah,
fuck
we're
you.
All waiting.
Yeah. So, man, that must be important, Steve.
Fucking Maverick. Must drop it an ABBA reference.
Oh.
Come on.
You guys like
Maverick?
ABBA? Yeah. Is it like the like the national anthem is just ABBA?
It's in our blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course.
You know, you fucking in Sweden, man, Dancing Queen comes on and you fucking come to full attention. You know what I mean?
Dancing Queen. Yeah. You dance. You dance. You dance. You just dance. Okay?
Dancing is fun.
Yeah.
We like fun.
I saw you guys did a little video together when you landed, I believe, or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where
it was.
Or no, it's when he made it to your house.
Yeah. And we had 5 hours choreography training. And
you have to make it perfect.
Lighting,
I want to do
it
one.
It took
with
a
you.
Long time as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if we get the time, we can do it on the dance.
I think we can make.
I would be honored to dance with you.
I would love to dance with you.
Blue Oyster Bar.
Yeah, you got it.
All right,
the Grand Rapids Comic Con. That's gonna be really exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go back to that.
It can
you talked
be for
about
sure.
The anime stuff.
You'll be able to see Travis because he, isn't here.
Yeah.
Today.
And like all the usual suspects are down there. Old man Kyle, Boonstra, Shortridge, they're all going to be there hanging out, selling their wares.
Matt Rod, I think, is going to.
Matt Rod's there talking about Tulip City. So
oh, yeah.
He's got a little.
Somebody should be there promoting MuskegeeCon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be. So.
Why don't you go, Jeremy?
I don't have the money to go. It's not a good time with Legion's Con coming up this week. So
yeah,
it is not.
Yeah. This is bad timing all around.
Yeah.
So.
You're afraid there would be a lot of stuff that you want to buy when you see it there?
Yeah, kind of. Well, that, and it's like, if you want to buy a meal, it's like, not a meal.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll buy a meal.
I'm not for sale.
I get that for free.
Yeah, you
do. It just ends up being a pretty expensive day, especially since it wouldn't just be me. It'd be my kid and, you know, wifey. Oh. And yep. Yeah.
And con food, obviously, is always crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really selling this now?
What?
So what, well, can we go back to the good things again? Nice. It was the enemy, and it was the, yeah.
Yeah. So would that show be mostly vintage stuff, or is it...
It's going to be absolutely everything.
Yeah, okay. It'll be a
so,
mix.
Yep.
Lots absolutely of everything. Anime stuff has been getting more popular in recent years.
Yep. A ton more artists, too. Like, they have entire artist alleys of guys that just, it's all just art.
Yeah. You'd be able to walk by and go, I can do better.
I'm gonna be like,
fucking American.
Who is that?
Emil's just walking down the aisle going, oh, that's a good try.
Oh.
That was a noble attempt, young man.
Impossible.
You good, Steve?
Or go full on, go full on Joe Crazy Bill? I wouldn't have done it that way, but it's nice.
Yeah. Not only good, I'm hungry.
Are we waited for you, but let's.
He's just fucking dropping egg on the floor because he gives zero fucks about anybody.
All right, those of you who love the sound of people chewing on the microphone,
I just
want to
know
around.
What they think. I want to know what these sweets think of these.
Steven really just hit the brakes when he heard that we hadn't gotten this.
Good. See, that's a problem right there. See that big old chunk of green pepper? Fuck that.
You're a pussy. Green pepper, your kryptonite?
No, I just don't like
green
it.
Green pepper, bitch. You're all on.
I'm a fucking grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Like, I've risen to the point pepper. In my life where I don't have to eat anything I don't want to eat. There's so much stuff out there that I love. I love macaroni and cheese. If I want to eat it twice a day, I eat it twice a day. I'm a grown-ass man. I can do whatever I want.
What do you think, guys? Yeah.
We're coming up on the road, and Steve was like, you guys have had a breakfast burrito, right? And they're like, no. And he just like yanks the wheel into McDonald's and like got like going like 30 through the parking lot.
Yeah. He yelled straight out like, what? Sorry. I mean, we have McBagel. And like, well, that's not the same thing. What are you guys? Like, this was good.
Yeah.
This is good. You're supposed to say that. This is good.
1-6 shooter says beautiful Newark.
So they got McDonald's. They don't have breakfast burritos. I mean, like, what's the point?
You have McDonald's, but your McDonald's don't have breakfast burritos?
That's correct.
That's because burritos originated in the U.S. So.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza? That's Italy.
It's American now.
Chimichanga? Mexico.
I mean, we fix
it's
it
a good
all.
Green pepper, man.
Is it?
It is.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
There's more.
There's another one.
Oh, I'm gonna eat this green pepper. I'm gonna throw up right in Jeremy's fucking lap.
Throw it in my mouth.
You can't even taste the green pepper.
Then what's the point? I am so sick and fucking tired. You know what? I've been doing this my whole life. I'm an incredibly picky eater, and everybody's like, you can't taste it. Then what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you going out of your way to not only eat things that don't have taste, but then judge me because I won't? Fuck you.
Because they're healthy.
Fuck you, healthy. You know what? You talk to me about healthy. Uh-huh. And then you tell me not to smoke weed. And then you tell me not to get fucked with a strap on. You guys all fucking judge me. That's totally fine. You can't even taste the lettuce. Then why the fuck are you eating the lettuce?
It's
I can taste
thing.
The other stuff.
Texture
fuck your texture. Right in the
kind
butt.
Of a crunch to it.
Right in your textured starfish.
Now eat that burrito and see what you think. Have you ever tried one, Pete?
I have. I like everything about the burrito, except for the goddamn green peppers.
It was good. Good green pepper.
I think they're great.
Mm. Thank you for getting angry and hitting the brakes. I'm
a bit scared. Now.
Watch me find out he's allergic to them.
And where's Travis at? I didn't have a water. I have a water now because he's not here. Fucking asshole.
Is anyone here?
I
hope not, because I just yelled really loud. I walked in, there was a couple of dudes at the top of the stairs, and they were like, hey. And I was like, hey. And the next guy was like, hey. I was like, hey. And then they just walked out the front door, and I was like, see ya, see ya.
Because nobody's parked in Travis's driveway. I'm like, I like how we're all conditioned.
Nope.
Even though no one's here, we
like
still
so many empty spots.
Won't park in Travis's driveway, because I know he'll come out. Even though he's not here, he'll come from somewhere. Up, oh, gotta move, gotta move.
What do you guys, you know what I did? You see what I did?
Nope, I didn't.
Left my shoes in the living room.
Oh,
yeah. I should have done that too.
Yep.
They're gonna get puked in.
Yep, I left them right in the living room.
I love how when you come here and you come to the steps and you just slip your shoes off next to the steps to get into his house, because you got to go through a garage door. And then a few feet later, you got the house that you're where you actually enter the house. So I always slip my shoes off next to those stairs because I'm leaving and you know I'm not gonna be here very long. I slip my shoes off, and then when I come out, I my shoes are gone.
They're always moved.
Yeah.
I'm like, always.
Somebody ran out there and actually moved them to like 3 foot to the other side and put them in a little cubby.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You're that fucking worried about this shit?
And yet, since we've been here, no one has ever asked us to put our shoes in that cubby.
No.
So it's like we're getting reprimanded for something we didn't get told to do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I brought up your guys' menu, and this is what they have.
What the fuck? Why is the bun inside out?
A McToast?
There's their breakfast item.
Is that really a Swedish thing?
Yeah. It actually looks like that.
Why is the bun inside out?
I don't know. It's small.
Are we missing something?
No.
Go back.
Should
go
we
back
eat
one
it
screen.
Like that?
Pull up the Pancorn Med Jargon Stopping. Stopping.
What is that?
It's just a warm blanket.
It's strawberry topping.
It's what?
What?
Yodgubb topping. So it's strawberry topping. I've not seen this.
I have seen the.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never eaten breakfast at McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
So it's like.
What's Palms Frites? Is that French fries in Sweden?
What's you know it's from French?
What's
I mean,
Calcon
means apple.
Turkey.
In French,
turkey?
Like, so
you guys have turkey
comes from
there?
France, I guess.
Wow.
No wonder.
Wow, look at this
I love you with all my heart. And
holy.
That makes zero
double rack.
Now that looks American.
Yeah, that's American.
That's totally American.
That's the way to do it.
A double McStuffing.
Double McStuffing.
Double McFat Guy. Loosely translates to heart attack in English.
That looks
truffles.
Fucking American, too.
Yeah.
Truffles and onion?
Everything has truffles on it.
What the fuck's a truffle? I know it's in Zelda, but...
I think
it's like
this
a mushroom.
Is a, this is a, must be a current, this is a
thing,
current theme
the
right
bacon
now.
Club? A big bacon clubhouse? What's Dreiker mean? Is that beverage or drink?
Drinks, yeah.
Big
yeah.
Tasty.
Big Tasty.
You don't have Big Tasty, right?
No,
nothing
know.
Tastes.
Yeah, nothing tastes.
Not taste.
We get the no. McShits.
Like that.
So yeah, on.
What's that?
That's a. You don't have that?
Not at
no.
all.
Not at all.
It comes in a glass.
No, I think it's a plastic.
No,
oh,
it's
still. It comes. In
it's
like
a vase
like
that
a
those
bucket.
Plants were grown
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
It's like a parfait, but it with salad.
Yeah, salad yeah. parfait.
Salad retarded chicken. No, mango.
Retarded chicken? Come on. That's a retarded.
Mongo is retarded.
Mango.
Oh, mango, okay.
Mongo.
What?
Mango.
You said.
I don't even know.
You're going to get canceled. You said mango and retarded in the same
Wait,
sentence.
What?
That's not, you can't do that in America.
There's Tomas, a kid named Mongo somewhere who's developmentally disabled. Now he's offended.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go get a draika. Anybody want anything?
I will.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah.
What do you want?
I want another breakfast burrito.
Something cold.
Something cold?
I mean, not a
how
hot drink.
How about Steve's heart?
Oh.
All right, guys.
Okay.
You got in late last night.
Yep.
I picked you up. Me and my wife had a good ride back to my house. They didn't give me any gas money.
They didn't? Not yet?
Just throwing that out there. No gas money.
You guys want to just give me the gas money? Fuck him.
We will.
No, I love Steve so much. I was going to try to get an episode of PO2 with you guys, but ooh. Apparently Matt Rod has extended an invitation to us all on that day. That would have been the day of PO2.
Oh.
Yeah, so Steve's fault.
My fault.
And Matt's.
Yeah, and Matt's. It's everybody's fault but
and
mine.
And Rachel's.
Not my fault. Not my fault. It's a busy week. We got a lot to do. It's going to be fun. We got salt piles to see. We've got...
Yeah, buddy.
No, gonna... no. We've seen the salt piles.
Do they look different this year?
I just want, you know, just, you could look
you
at them and go,
see
hey.
How they've been updated.
They were bigger last year. Maybe they were smaller. I don't know. Take a picture. I mean, compare it to last year. We're going to have some fun.
He looks upset.
It's
like I thought we were going to see some new shit.
Yeah, hey, maybe we'll go to Red Lobster again. You guys like that?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, it's okay, but it was good. Nice.
But yeah, but
go to King Crab this time. I hear it's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Mm. I've never been there.
You've never been there?
No, I hear it's great.
Huh.
King Crab. I heard they treat their employees like shit.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Would you definitely want to go there.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look at that. Hydrating.
It's purified drinking water.
Drinking water.
What did you just send me, Jeremy?
Yeah, we don't have the toilet here.
So, Pete, I got a message from Laura, and it says, it's really hard to take a pic of your own ass. Ha ha. And, well, you know, it's fair game. If she's going to send it to me, it's going up. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, folks. That's what I'm working with.
Okay, yep.
Shake it, but watch yourself. Show me what you're working with.
I like America.
Yeah. There's booty everywhere.
So there you go. Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Laura.
Tomas, babe. Come on. This is another country. Please.
No. Yeah, I know. That's nice. She likes that. She likes hot dudes. You guys are definitely hot.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're hot, too.
No, I used to be kind of hot, but then life happened.
So you used to be hot, and now, so like, you get the pizza, and then you take it home, like, the next morning. It still tastes good, but it's just been sitting out all night.
Yeah.
That's the kind of hot Jeremy is.
Soggy pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, soggy pizza hot.
You're not soggy pizza.
I'm soggy pizza. Yeah, no. It's okay.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite kind of pizza is? Soggy. I love pizza. I love waking up in the morning and going out to the kitchen and open up the box on the stove and grabbing a slice of cold pizza. That's why you and I, buddy. That's why we vibe.
Well, I put mine in the fridge. But
why?
I don't know.
You can't get good bacterial growth if it's in the fridge.
That's true. You like penicillin on your pizza?
Oh, wow. You know, you just reminded me. Have you seen those Teenage Mutant... We're switching to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for a second.
Okay.
Have you seen those clips of those... that guy's... They're on YouTube, and the guy is showing... He's done one with... I saw one with Leonardo. It's a fight scene. It's probably 30 seconds long, but it's like... it's like Jim Henson...
Like stop motion?
No. Jim Henson puppet 90s Turtles, but badass.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. He's supposedly doing, like, the other turtles, like a little clip of all the turtles. There's one of Donatello as well.
I want to see them make a Turtles movie with, like, CGI, those costumes, though. Or, I mean, I guess they could use real costumes, but, you know, why? When you don't have to.
I want to see exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Because it is amazing. I mean, Leonardo looks like he is vicious.
Well, and my definitive look for the Turtles is that movie. Like, I think they're perfect. All their faces look a little bit different. You can tell them all apart, and the fucking personalities were spot on, and the look was badass. So give me another movie with them, and let that guy fucking lead the charge.
I was very impressed. I was very happy. So, I don't know. That'd be cool if they did something like that. It looked weighty. It looked like the... I don't know, just look kind of dark.
Yeah.
And kind of badass.
Badass is good.
Yep.
So, we're headed to Legion's Con.
Not yet, but in a few days.
In a few days.
Question.
What's the question?
Does your chew can have a built-in spitter?
Yeah, but it's not a chew can.
It's not a chew can? It's a toucan?
It's just snuff.
You know? Yeah, chew.
No, you don't chew it.
Chew, you don't. You just put it in the...
Well, you don't really snuff. Chew it, but any chew you don't chew, really.
What?
No. So, but the top opens up so you can spit in the top?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, when you don't have
the
bags,
that's the used up one. Okay.
Don't we call those bandits? Didn't we used to call those bandits?
Well, no, because bandits were not spitless. Bandits were a pouch of tobacco you still spit. These ones are supposed to be, like, spit-free.
Oh, so, I know dudes that would take like the actual chew and like swallow all day long. Ugh.
Yeah, I worked with a guy like that.
Ugh.
And you wonder why every time he farted, like shit melted. You know,
that's not the same thing as this, is it?
I don't know.
I think it's the same. It's tobacco.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same.
You just have it under your lip.
I thought that that was just a barrier so it doesn't get messy in your mouth, but it still gets absorbed through the gums. Isn't that what that basically is?
Yep.
So it's the same shit.
Different chemical bag. Makeup, so it doesn't cause you to salivate nearly
but
as much.
When I think about tobacco, chewing tobacco, right, I think it's, you know, you have a big chunk.
Now you're thinking like beech nut out of a pouch.
Yeah. A baseball player.
Yeah.
But this is more like a tiny little thing that you put on under your upper lip.
Or
your bottom. It works in your bottom lip too. It's not just specific to upper lip.
Or under your
upper
tongue.
Lip.
Right.
It only. Only
can you put it up your ass? Is all I want to know.
You can.
You can't do it on your bottom.
He's like, I got two in there right now.
No, but when it's a party or something, you know, it absorbs the nicotine way faster. You know that.
I've never tried it.
Butt chug.
I do it during coitus. Shove a fucking tobacco bag up my ass.
No, but we can try it in our room at Legion's car.
We can't, actually.
Oh, it's just stand on all four.
No, we can't.
Can I get invited? You can come to our room and do it.
All right. You can try.
Well, I'm in your room.
In the other room.
Yeah, well.
I'm as kinky as the next guy. But
maybe I'm into weird shit.
You're in the evening, like, I'm just going to go to Pete and Jeremy and stuff. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
We're not doing butt stuff.
Yeah. I'll be right back, guys. I got to go put a dip in.
All right.
Jeremy, you've never been a dipper?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I've never been a tobacco guy.
No?
I used to pretend that I was cool and smoke cigars and not inhale them, but that was about it.
Tobacco is bad for you. Yeah. So that's a good thing. That you don't do tobacco.
I mean. Yeah. I tried, but I hated it every single time.
Yeah.
So
you really tried.
I did.
I wanted to be cool like those cowboys, but just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Didn't work.
I tried to quit smoking. I dipped every now and again, but every time I did, I always needed to have a cigarette. So when I tried to switch to that, I ended up smoking and chewing. Oh. And I'm like, that's not good. So then I quit chewing, and I quit chewing. I didn't use chew anymore. But yeah, I never can never do. There was guys in the department that would throw a fucking pack of huge Kodiak dip right in their lip, and then put their mask on and go in and fight fire. And I'm like, yeah, that's not for me.
I've been a big league chew guy.
Oh, I love me some big league chew, man. And but another one of those things that just like conditions kids to fucking, you know. Hey, man, be cool like those pro baseball players.
We're watching cartoons based on R-rated fucking movies, and we're fucking eating big league chew as if it's chew and getting banged.
Do you guys know what big league chew is?
Nope. I'm sounds so delicious. That's what I'm seeing.
It's bubble gum in strings. It comes in a pouch that looks like tobacco.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
So little kids can mimic the chewing.
The big leaguers, man.
But we don't have.
But it's just gum.
Yeah.
Grape was the best.
Yeah, grape was awesome.
So
yeah.
You have chocolate cigarettes, too?
We don't have chocolate cigarettes. We got these old school ones that are actually white, and they're they're candy.
It's just sugar. Literally, it's a tube of sugar, hardened sugar.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, I love them.
And even the ends are painted red, so it looks like the cherry.
You know, but I got a box the other day and no red ends. I wonder if there's like some political thing.
Probably.
I was like,
now
I
they just look like
damn liberals. I can't have my red ends, and I got pissed.
Remember the but we had the bubblegum cigars too.
Oh yeah, I remember those
big fat bubble. It was basically a big old hunk of bubblegum with a cigar band on it.
We used to have fake cigarettes too, where if you blew through them.
Yeah,
smoke
powdered sugar came out.
That sounds more advanced than our chocolate cigarettes.
Yeah.
Just had, you know, orange and white wrapping on them. You know, can just.
Yeah.
So there were many ways so kids could play that they smoked
cigarettes. Yeah, that's a fun game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really
that's
fun game.
Hey, you guys want to play Cowboys and Indians? No, let's play Cancer.
Horrible.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, they're not sold anymore in Sweden.
No. Chocolate cigarettes, they look like blunts is what they look like.
Those are blunts.
Yeah.
But not like them great blunts.
Well, talking about some good candy, we brought some extra Jungle Roars this year to Legion's College.
Fuck you.
So the ones who want to try, we'll make sure that it's available, but it's on your own risk since...
Mm-hmm.
But it's you want some more?
What's your favorite
I'll try
candy?
Another one this
black
year.
Licorice covered in salt.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that's the best. That's
not a little salt.
No, it's all the salt.
A lot of salt.
All the salt.
It's so you can feel it in your kidneys right away. Like, pulling them together.
My lips immediately start cracking.
Mm-hmm. No, this, I mean, this is Swedish gold.
I had two pieces and literally pissed out a kidney stone.
It's awesome.
You know it's good when you hear that clink in the toilet. Like, yeah, I love
it's
that
cleansing.
Kidney.
It's cleansing. It's cleansing. Oh, yeah, there we go. Mm. That's the Jungle Roars.
Mm-hmm. Jungle Roars. I love your voice. So much.
I just want to say Jungle Roar.
I just
roar.
Love it. I know, that's what it sounds like to me is Jungle Roar.
Yeah. My Jungle
what
Roar.
What am I saying?
Lean in, my friend.
What am I saying then?
Well, you're saying it correctly, but to us, jungle, like the jungle, like, and then a roar like a lion.
Yeah.
So when you say it, to us, it hits our ears like a jungle roar. So I keep imagining like, this big like lion full of pride roar in the middle of the jungle.
Yeah,
that, and he's roaring because he's pissed off like that somebody said, "Hey, you want a delicious treat?" And it was salt covered black licorice.
But I mean, most of you guys roared,
right? You're like, so it is a jungle roar.
Like, come on, guys, it's just jungle. It's so hard for me.
I remember the first year.
It is hardening.
Yeah. First year, Emil came here and gave it to my kids, and they cried.
Yeah.
Why did you do this to me? Why did you do this?
Last year, when they had been going trick and treating with their friends,
yes,
I asked Claire, like, is it okay if I give them some Swedish candy, the Jungle Roar? And she was like, yeah. So I gave it to all her friends, and they were like,
we got
one kid who actually liked it.
We have a super chat from Curtis. Says, use this $5 for some American Swedish fish for the road. Can't wait to see.
Hey, you
all.
Uncultured swine! They just call them fish. So,
yeah.
I love Swedish fish. It's one of my favorite candies.
But I'm not sure that you would like the Swedish fish.
No,
because
not as
like Jeremy Jordan. Because
it's covered
like
in salt.
No, but it's not as sweet.
Really,
the American Swedish fish. The American Swedish fish.
Yes.
The biracial fish.
Yeah, exactly. Compared to the fish that we have, the Malacco fish, which is called in Sweden, that it's not as sweet. No. It's not as sweet. This is it tastes a lot more sugar, the Swedish fish here.
That's all we Except do it's a big we dip everything in sugar.
We know.
You heard it here first. Even America does Swedish better.
You know.
Yeah.
Our Swedish massages have happy endings. Like, we got you guys beat on all fronts.
Wow.
You know, there is an advantage.
I just made that up. I don't know if that's a real thing or not.
There is an advantage to conditioning children to love salty flavored things, because I hear in Sweden, 9 out of 10 women swallow.
Oh.
They're just into it.
Yeah, that'll keep you away from it, won't it?
I
assume.
What? What?
You know, nobody wants salty sea.
So we decided to take a left-hand turn down Dark Road. So Steve has made the connection between Swedish candy
and semen
luring people into swallowing loads.
Yeah. You know. Instead of spit,
man, apparently Curtis ate a lot of Swedish candy when he was younger, because that dude swallows loads.
No.
Speechless.
Yep. Well, that's a show.
I didn't really expect it to go that way.
Nah. Yeah. Well,
nice to be here. Talk to you guys. Yeah. This is Swedish culture. Yeah.
All right. Toy news.
Okay.
It's really awkward when they have to like dump salt on the vagina before they can eat it. It's always a weird conversation.
Put a salt pack on there.
Yeah, you know, just.
Hey, it's good for infections too.
Oh, I'm gonna Swedish go. Fish. Oh, baby, I'm gonna go down on you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what actual Swedish fish is.
Right. Yeah.
Swedish.
It's pretty good though.
That was
actual Swedish fish. Salt on a vagina.
Jeremy.
Yeah, right. Toys. Check this out. You guys getting any Legends of Dragonore stuff?
Yep. First wave has landed.
That's right. Mine has not shown up yet, but...
You should definitely get on a random Facebook page and complain.
I'm thinking about it. So this is their Fire at Icemere. I believe that's 1.5. Like, it's a half...
Yep.
I you're probably more educated in this than I am. I try to keep up, but I suck. So, but regardless, 1.5 has been on pre-order, and now Wave 2 has been fully introduced. There's Brave Star. I don't know any of their names.
He's fun. He's also culturally insensitive.
Or, well, no, because he's probably native, so I think it's sensitive, right?
I don't know, but look at the fucking, look at the hang down he's got.
It's not like he's a white dude.
What do you say? Like, is that Native American? Is that a sensitive word?
Yeah, that works.
It works.
Depends on who you ask.
Okay.
Like so. That, I think there might be like an indigenous some American, whatever. There's something new that I'm not. I'm old and I'm dumb. So Native American is the proper one as of right now. To me, it's like Wolverine, Stratos, Brave Star. He looked like
I see that. Yeah, I see all that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Here is
she's hot.
Yeah, hot chick with green
dominatrix. we should mention we got a first time live watcher today by the name of Angel. I don't know if it's pronounced. It's got a little across the A. This is much first time catching alive, and I've seen a woman's cheeks and semen talk. I was warned about this, so I'm not surprised. So,
you know, well, we don't go into it with that intention, and then there it is. Apparently, we're terrible.
Welcome.
You know,
we're glad to have you, Angel.
Hey, thanks.
We're the type of show that when we see a road, we drive down it. See what?
It's just out of curiosity.
Is that what we can find?
Yeah, innocent and curiosity.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not cats, but I'm sure we'll die soon. Anyway, here's this witch chick
with a big old dick.
Well,
now I can't.
That's
see
a bad
it.
Angle. No. That's her broom. Look at that.
Okay,
it's a kind of good angle, actually.
Yeah.
So, dick and a butt plug. Yeah. Perfect. That's awesome. Right. So, oh, don't tell me you didn't see
I
it, Jeremy.
Saw it. I saw it. I was gonna try
over there
to be
swallowing
a little more
salty loads
after that comment, and no.
If it's the same angel I'm thinking of, he's like 19, legal adult. Not old enough to come to Legion's Con yet. He made a post about that because there's a lot of the party and stuff, but looks forward to the future of being able to come and party with us. Oh, so we're part of Angel's education, if it's the same Angel.
If it's the same Angel. Mr. Sandman.
Okay. This witch chick here, I forget her name.
Which chick are you talking about? Those are puns. I don't know if you have puns in Sweden or not, but that was a pun.
She's got a spinny head, kind of like...
Manny Faces.
Well, I would say Manny Faces or Double Trouble. Yep.
So go back one for me, Cody. So Heidi at the Halloween party, go forward one. Steve smoking.
Pretty much. Do you have stogies here now? Like,
like you both of you doing it?
I do not.
We wouldn't smoke it. I just curious.
No, stogies. So, the stogies are at my house.
Okay, yeah.
So her name is Horridame.
Yeah, the whole ride a broom on a five points of articulation is weird. It looks kind of like a dick. Silly. Yeah. Well, maybe like a dick. Maybe.
Oh.
She looks better there, standing there.
Yeah, there's the full wave there. I believe the top right guy is like a caveman type of thing.
And he's got like, there's like a receding hairline head.
Yeah, there's like three like different heads.
Middle-aged caveman, you know? I've had a rough life, caveman.
So they've had these reveals all weekend at Luca Comics and Games.
In Italy, apparently.
Yeah, so...
Italy, how do you say that? Italy? They're going to be at Legion's Con, I believe. Italy.
Yes, Italy. They are. Yeah.
So you'll be able to see these protos, I'm assuming, probably at Legion's Con.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they should have some stuff for sale there, too. I don't know.
I'm angry about my hairline.
That head looks cool.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of cool?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
That looks like Steve.
I like the hair. The hair's pretty cool.
It looks like Steve. I've been saying. It's just... These guys have seen Steve, I bet. They may not know him by name, but I know they've seen him. Because there he is.
Steve Orr.
That needs a little bop, 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 like bubble.
Pete. They made all characters into one.
Like, they made me eat Jeremy. A green pepper.
Oh, fuck.
Jeremy.
It's the truth.
God damn it. All right. We get a free set of these.
We got to sign them.
That's it. I'm having a talk with Van Pelt this weekend.
I hope people are excited about them. They don't do anything for me, but they're fun and they're original and good for them, man. So hope it's very successful.
Yeah, I think they're pulling a lot from some old school master stuff, but then making it their own. So
yep.
I dig it.
Good luck.
That's it. That's all Jeremy sent me.
That was all you said, Jeremy?
We do have this.
I sent a bunch of shit, actually.
No, you didn't. That's it.
No, all that
stuff. Oh, all this in the beginning.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Oh,
that's it,
Jesus.
What? Oh, wow. Oh, you're just going to criticize me, and now all of a sudden you're criticizing me. Look, these are fucking awesome.
What is this? Oh, man, this is the, that's the statutory rape 2-pack.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
They didn't bang till years later.
Does she look?
You know, I don't care what you say. That was a funny joke.
It was.
So, I will not apologize for being hilarious, Angel. Sorry.
So this is the Star Wars Black Series Phantom Menace Anakin and Padme promotional images.
I got my backpack going to the pod race.
Whee! That kid looks like him, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They took my lunch money at school today.
She looks good. She looks weird.
She resembles her, but like, did they make her? Is she darker?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks a little darker.
Is she darker?
She looks darker.
She's white waxed.
Like, yeah,
other
when
around.
You compare the two to each other, I mean, you know, he's a super white boy, and she looks like she has a tan. That's all I'm saying. Did she look that
well,
way?
Well, she got makeup on.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Her face just, it has hints all of right. What's her
Bye
name.
Bye, Mom.
I'll never see you. Bye, Mom.
He's here.
I'm
going to be an evil
I'm going off to cold bloody murder, people.
He's a pretty good representation of little Annie.
Have they had this kid yet? This. Have they put him out at all?
I don't know.
He was in a movie,
know.
I think.
If they, I don't know if, I don't think they ever have in 6-inch.
All right.
And I'm assuming these are 6-inch. They look like 6-inch.
Black Series. So.
Yeah.
Walking away from his mom for the last time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun. It's kind of fun, actually. I like it.
I think you're right, though. I think it's a great representation of, you know.
It's something
she
new.
She looks like she's not complete. Yeah. Like, there's just something.
Well, she should have a gun.
Well, there are some gunny pictures. I didn't.
There we go.
You can see a weak heart through those pictures.
A weak heart?
Yeah.
What? That's when, yeah, because she dies.
Yep.
Because she's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Anakin, my heart is breaking. Fuck you.
You ever see that meme where they're asking Anakin, marry, fuck, kill, and he's like, Padme.
That's good. Next.
Oh, yeah.
G.I. Joe Classified.
Yeah, boy.
Metalhead, this is awesome. I love this guy. He's pretty cool. I can't wait to get it. I love the flame effects and the rocket effects they're putting on these guys.
Is this Valiverse?
No, this is Mattel. Iron
Grenade. You mean Hasbro?
Hasbro, yes.
How do you pronounce that word?
Grenadiers?
Grenadiers?
The Iron Grenadiers.
Like, I'm Grenady, but I'm Grenadier. Oh, yeah.
Grenadier than you.
I'm more Grenadier than you are.
After breakfast burritos?
Yes.
The Grenadiest.
Oh,
he's got thigh cannons?
Yeah, he's tricked out.
Is he like a
so
human
let's
drone?
Be honest. If he's firing that like this, he's getting knocked on his fucking ass right now.
Yeah. Come
he's
on.
Getting blown backwards.
I have a little bit of imagination. Destro is an amazing designer of weapons, and I'm sure he knows how to reduce the recoil of the launching thing, and there's probably flaps out the back that open up to release the pressure. You just got to get creative here.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Because
so, this is a direct War Machine ripoff, right?
No, well this guy came out in the late 80s, I would guess.
Well, War Machine was out before that, wasn't he?
I don't know. I have no idea when War Machine came on scene.
Let's figure it out. So I have that. We have that technology.
But
that
I think he's pretty fun.
Pictures are done well. That's for
it's
sure
definitely now. An updated version of the original, and I think it's cool. I'm down. I'm really loving everything.
79.
Ooh, I was one.
Was when War Machine was first introduced.
Hmm. Like a bunch of dicks.
It does, yeah. No, Cody.
Fully loaded.
Unleash the grenade.
Rubber dicks incoming.
incoming or are coming?
Hey.
Hey. I don't
know. Whoa.
The incoming rubber dicks are coming.
190.
We got here Batman, Mask of the Phantasm, 1/6 scale figure from
it's a Mondo.
Batman, Mask of the Phantasm figure.
He is the Phantasm.
The Bat Mask. Am I reading that right?
The movie was Mask of the Phantasm, and the character is the Phantasm.
Then they should have used punctuation.
They should have, yes, but instead they just separated it by line.
And you know what? Maybe the line's good enough.
Maybe the line is good enough.
You know what
enough,
I mean?
But not for you.
I'm not an English professor.
No, but, you know.
Thank you, Ron.
Please come. Yeah, anyway, he looks great.
Did he just say you think you are?
I don't think so. No.
All right.
What do you think?
I see how this is going to go.
I'm just going to... I'll take some water.
So he looks like the fucking cartoon?
He looks just like the cartoon. Yeah. I'm sure the quality of this is going to be amazing because Mondo has been killing it lately.
Killing it, lady.
They've been killing me softly with these figures.
Killing me softly with his words.
One time. Yeah, you know, Wyclef Jean remix. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Lauryn Hill. That's great, man.
That's a fun figure if you're into it.
Yeah. 190, though?
Yeah,
for a Mondo?
That's crazy.
It's going to be this big.
Oh, okay.
Going to be a monster.
I'm not,
but
you know.
Still. Nuts.
It's no trap jaw.
It's no trap jaw, that's for sure.
Or Battle Cat. Of course, Battle Cat was a bigger price tag. So
there's the information if you give a fuck.
Oh, Curtis says the one lesson that Pete never seems to learn is loud does not equal funny. And there's a reason that he's still in our chat on the live YouTube and not in this room. So... Yeah, you can sit in the crowd and yell at Taylor Swift while she's making $9 million a show and tell her she sucks. But
Curtis.
At the end of the day, she's on stage, Curtis. Oh, so.
Curtis. Truer words have never been stated, Curtis.
Oh, they have been.
You are a gem.
Angel didn't pay, but says, you guys' humor is right up my alley. Just feel bad for Emil. He looks like a scared Swedish boy next to bikers.
Yeah, that's what I am.
And Tomas is the only real biker.
Yeah. I'm just a nerd with hair.
But you got
and I'm a nerd without hair.
There we go.
Thank you.
We're just nerds.
Nerds.
We're nerds.
Nerds.
We're the nerdiest.
N-Y-E-R-D-S.
The grenadieriest.
We're tri-lambda guys.
Yeah.
Damn, this thing looks cool.
Shit? Yeah,
this thing looks wolfy.
6 months.
You've been lifting?
Yeah. Go great with Mythic Legions.
It's just soft now.
Yeah, I know it is, but like even soft, it's hard.
Oh, yeah, no. Soft. He's soft, you're hard. That's the difference.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny that.
That's
what is
a wolf.
This?
Yeah, who's this from? What's going on here?
What was the picture? There we go. This is the Crypt Great Wolves Morocco action figure by Loose Collector.
Excuse me.
By Loose
it's
Collector.
It's a pre-order for $94.99.
Loose Collector?
I believe this goes along... was that Jekyll and Hyde figure that Travis has? That big...
Oh, that He-Man looking thing.
Yeah.
This goes with that. So this thing's probably going to be huge.
He's pretty fucking huge, yeah. There's two different versions. They're different characters, but they're both wolves. The Great Wolves. I think that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Nothing I'm going to buy, but I like it. I hope Travis gets one so I can play with it.
Yeah, I like to play with one, that's for sure. I don't...
If my toy budget was a little bit more free, this is something that I would be interested in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got zero shelf space at this point, though. I'd be getting rid of shit that I love for it. So, yeah, there's the other one.
I don't know which one I like better.
Yeah.
It's almost like I like the brown one.
Yeah,
I think so.
He's the shit.
I like gray.
I'm with Pete on this.
Look at that head to head though.
The teeth are better on the gray one.
Yeah, absolutely.
They look a little bit blood tinged, you know.
Yellowier and
Grenadier.
Grenadier.
Oh, bats.
Wow.
Where did the bat?
Man bat, Batman. Batman. Batman bat.
Yep.
That's
an old Big Bang Theory joke, I believe.
Oh, no.
If Man Bat gets bit by Batman, does it become Man Batman Bat or something?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that I referenced it. That I also mentioned the Big Bang Theory before. I got guys like Curtis googling it, going, he's copying it and using other people's jokes at a normal volume. So I wanted to give credit where it's due.
So yeah, for $95, I think it's a pretty good figure.
And they would look, but that pose of them staring each other down would look great on a shelf. Mm-hmm. You almost need both of them.
We need Travis to just buy them.
We need Travis to buy them, not open them, and then sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to wonder where. Oh, okay. So Hyde is up there. He does have it up. It's up in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, he's a big Mahunga.
And he's got space there for a wolf. He can
two
do
of them.
It.
He can
Travis,
two wolves.
If Travis favorite. Doesn't buy this, he's letting us down.
What?
It says 6-inch scale, but like they're big. That's bigger than 6 inches.
Yeah,
so
because
maybe like the humans are 6 inches or something.
I think that's how you'd look at it. Yeah. The humans
that's
would be 6 inches, and these would be in scale with that. But that thing's going to be as big as that hide up there. So, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah!
Back to G.I. Joe.
Yo,
who do we have here, Steve?
Joe Mutton Junkyard, man. Yeah, now this is a great one.
These are the figures that make it hard to not be collecting these.
Yes.
Because of my affinity for the animal characters in Jill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love how you can clearly, if you know anything about G.I. Joe, you look at that at a glance, you go, that's Mutton Junkyard.
Yep.
But I love how they added the vest to Junkyard and they added a little bit more tactical gear. It's updated, yet stays true to the original. That's how you do it, folks.
And I still love how Mutt is the guy's name.
Yeah.
I've always loved that. No, this is very, very cool.
Yeah, there's like a cartoon episode, I think, where somebody gets bit and it's by the human, it's not by the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that mask as well.
So. I will tell you, though, in the grand scheme of things...
That's awesome!
He's cute!
But in the realism side of things, like that breed of dog isn't used for anything like this. You know what I mean?
A Rottweiler's
his buddy. Yeah, Rottweilers are not. That's not a working dog, at least to my knowledge.
Yeah, it's just his buddy. He trained him to kill.
Trained him to not kill, because we don't kill in G.I. Right. Joe.
To apprehend.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Steve really perks up when there's a dog involved.
I'll give him my 6-inch scale.
I mean, I love my animals.
Sorry. I'll give him my 6-inch scale. Make sure those jokes are delivered appropriately for Curtis.
He's got a nice mustache.
Yeah, that's when men were men.
They had mustaches. Like.
Yeah, that's what I love about G.I. Joe. The mustaches, the facial hair. They're just like, ah, we're men. Then we went through that whole piss.
YMCA.
That whole face.
Macho.
That 90s macho era where nobody had facial hair, and if they did, it was a goatee. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What?
What?
When? Like the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
No one had full beards.
No. No, they didn't.
They were either clean shaven or you had a goatee. You could never do a stash.
If you had a full beard, you didn't have the means to shave. You were a hobo.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. And in that age, I was at a stage in my life where I was like, but why? But G.I. Joe's had beards and stuff. I want a beard.
And then he did. He married Courtney. And he's had a beard for almost 20 years now.
So. Don't talk about Courtney. She ticked me off this morning.
Next.
Mr. Bean 1/12 scale action figure by I never heard of. What was that? Eamon
talking
Genesis
on his bare phone.
Brand?
Mr. Bean.
It's a $100 figure and it looks like fucking Mr. Bean.
The figure that nobody's asked for.
No. I think people will love this thing. I didn't quite love Mr. Bean very much, but I think there were some funny moments, I guess.
Out of all the action figures, somehow they nailed the face on this one.
I know, right? Yeah. They fucking ruined Jim Carrey for Ace Ventura, but we get fucking Mr. Bean perfect. Yeah.
But doesn't that look like a John Caulfield figure or something?
It's the John Caulfield figure.
Did you expect him to go around with this teddy bear during the car?
Yeah.
The big difference is, though, this guy had enough time to sit for them to analyze his face, because he ain't got shit going on. You know? Yeah, I can sit there for 9 hours while you guys sculpt my face. What's it? Well, go back one, Cody. What's in his left hand?
Pan.
Helmet.
It's a pan. Yeah. I don't know enough about Mr. Bean to know all the accessories and whatnot, but I thought he was fun.
His collar is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's putting this out?
Eamon? I said it earlier. I don't know. Eamon Genesis Group or something.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Mr. Bean. All these little props and stuff, probably.
New Year's.
Oh, there's okay, the classic.
So you guys are
head stuck in a chicken.
You are more familiar with Mr.
Absolutely.
Bean.
Absolutely. Yeah. The New Year party. That's where he's having that hat. Yeah. Bringing two friends over.
That doesn't want to be there.
They definitely don't want to be there. No.
So there you go. You guys are fucking way more educated on him.
Still not going
to get that. It's that European
still no reason to get that figure.
British sense of humor thing that they're so swarmy about.
You don't like that?
Swarmy.
That goes right on my alley.
Yeah, we did.
The humor is fun.
Yeah.
We didn't get a lot of that. Like, it was like all of a sudden there'd be like something on one of the weird channels. It'd be something from, you know,
wasn't there a Mr.
Britain or something, and you're like, what?
They're almost always fun.
Yeah.
Wasn't like there a Mr. Benny Bean movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a Bean movie, and he also did other shit.
He was in Rat Race
English or something, and
doesn't work as well in the movies.
I tried to watch the Mr. Bean movie because everybody hyped it up, and I was like,
it's not a good movie.
Okay.
It's not a good movie.
No, it should be the series only.
What is that? What is this Hordacky thing?
Look at this. We have ourselves a Masters of the Universe Battle Diorama Series Hordak Gray Version. What? 1/10 art Hordak. Scale. Big Bad Toy what? Store exclusive limited edition statue by Iron cool Studios statue. Brand Masters of the Universe. $170 pre-order. It comes out in March of 2024.
That's pretty tough looking.
It is.
Yeah.
I like it.
It looks badass.
But
most places in this country, you can get a real whore for $180. Not a statue of Hordak.
Well, you're paying for that dak.
As opposed to giving him the dak.
He's going to give you that dak. Let me give you that whore dak.
No. That's so
how has that never been thought of before? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
We're going to design that character now.
This is you guys. You guys are bringing this out of us.
He fucking takes the sticker off.
He felt self-conscious after you fucking.
Yeah.
Pete called me out.
It looks like he's got, what, two heads? Is that a different
so
head?
So dark.
That's a very dark picture. I don't
know. It's ominous. His eyes should be lit up.
Yeah, they should.
Should be piercing through the.
Yeah, he does. He's got the.
They should let 1/6 shooter take these pictures. That'd be better.
He should do all the pictures.
Of everything.
Yeah, <it's> just every picture that ever needs to be taken should be.
This is a new pot. Who's taking it?
Dang.
That's cool, though.
Those
that
of you
cool.
like me who love Metroid, we have Metroid Prime Samus Various Suit Collector's Edition statue by First Four Figures. $150 pre-order.
It looks weird as shit.
Man, there are toy companies coming out the woodworks, man.
Yeah. Comes with Pete's shoulders.
That's how you know it's the Various.
Oh, we're making fun of people's physical? Okay, that's fine. I thought that was off limits.
Actually, it comes with Pete's neck.
Or lack thereof.
See, well, look at the picture. See, that's the joke.
You should.
I'm sorry. It was real. It was normal tone. I didn't know it was a joke.
What? That looks. That's like anatomically impossible. How his arm is like that far out and disjointed for the shoulder. I don't like it at all. And plus, isn't that a girl?
Yeah. Yes.
Like she could have shoulders like that.
It's
armor.
Yeah.
It's
I know, but how's her physical? There's got to be a real. There's got to be a real body in there.
Actually, the now that you say the arm thing, that does look.
Yeah, now it looks terrible. You just ruined it for all of us.
I hate it now.
It looked awesome a minute ago.
No,
there you go. There's a good angle.
No, it's jacked up. That angle looks okay.
This company's going to go out of business because Steve shit talked
about
anatomy.
I'm wondering if that's part of the problem with that.
Where is her actual physical arm? She's broken inside that suit.
She's like riding around inside it. Come on, it turns into a fucking ball, and
she got no butt.
The butt is gone. Yeah.
No butt.
This but. Look, it's the size of two fucking Coke cans.
That's so weird.
Dr. Pop cans.
It's not very big either for that price.
Like from a movie that just says beer on it, you know?
Soda.
Yeah, this thing sucks. Sorry.
She has lights.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And look at the face.
This thing sucks. That's cool.
That's cool.
Like in Metroid Prime.
The only way to look at this is to turn the lights off, so it sucks so bad.
In Metroid Prime, it's a first-person shooter game, so when you like get blast back and shit, you can kind of see the reflection of her face, and they did that pretty well.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that looks pretty sweet.
Oh,
that's a face,
see her
in
face
there?
In there? Yeah.
Huh. She looks ugly.
What?
She's hot.
How do you know that?
She's hot.
You got the glasses on.
You like you spot an ugly woman from miles away. Like, no, she's ugly. I can sense it.
Yeah.
No.
Perfect glasses.
I just want. I love Metroid so much, and they only make Samus. I want some Mother Brains. And
yeah,
I want some that would Ridleys be cool. And Crane and
all those other creatures.
Yeah, everything. But you know, hey, I love.
I remember playing Metroid when I was a kid, and I didn't know it was a girl. I got through the whole thing, and then somebody told me it was a girl. I was like, wait a minute, she could have done all that stuff.
She's really cool.
Yep. I think it
I think it's a good representation of the character. I think, actually, the arms look like that. They're, even though we say it's weird, I think in the game
yeah,
it looks
yeah.
like that.
You don't get to see her much, because it's like, you know, the first-person shooter aspect, but she does pop out for cinematics and whatnot. last thing I got, I forget what this is called, but I just wanted you guys' opinion on this shit. This is a new, it's aimed at kids.
Okay, so it looks like it should be.
Yeah, so it's not aimed at adults, but this thing is like, so it's got this gimmick, right? I don't remember the name of it because it's not right in front of me and shit, but so it's basically a what figure do you have type of thing.
So it's a blind box.
Yeah, but it's big. These figures are rather large. If I could, I'm going to get my own information out here because you're just looking at the pictures and blah, blah, blah. I'm talking words.
Well, okay. So for those of you at home.
Beast Lab.
Beast Lab.
Beast Lab, yes. there's a lot to read here.
This
but,
kid is excited.
Yeah, this kid is super fucking excited. I wish.
He's got his villainous mad scientist goggles on.
Yep. So it looks like a fucking, like a weird upside down funnel thing machine.
It's actually and it's like a lab.
It looks like a lab.
Like a lab glass.
Oh, it does.
You know?
Like a beaker. Or
yeah.
A,
yeah. Yeah. It looks like an experiment is happening.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah.
So this kid's he's gonna fill this up with some goo and some like rocks and shit and whatever.
What freaking surprised he is.
Yeah. When he's done, he pulls the lever.
Does it come with those goggles?
No, you got him at Spirit Halloween.
If I was a little kid, I'd be like, I need those freaking goggles.
So, this is the perfect toy, like, to take the child's attention long enough for you to swing by and distract him while you bang his mom. You know what I mean? Hey, buddy, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Look at this beast kit. I'll be back in 40 to 45 minutes.
I'd be looking at that kid right now and be like, I seen your mom make that face too.
When I drained my liquid.
You got the same O face as your mom, kid.
Oh, there it is again.
Oh, yeah.
This kid's only got one face. So this creature, you know it's a shark, but you don't know what head you're getting. And it has like a little voice thingy and all that. So like, okay, here's the features and details, right? It says, the world is in danger and the only way to save it is to create a beast. Conduct an experiment using the beast creator.
I like it.
To create one of two sharks. Watch as the shark beast creator chamber releases real bio mist and pressure builds. Pull down on the emergency lever to drain the liquid and reveal the beast inside. This is very...
I think it's
hey, buddy, okay. Pull this lever to reveal this beast and drain it while your mom drains my beast.
Okay. It says Beast Lab's an interactive playset with 80-plus lights, sounds, and reactions that bring the experiment to life.
I think this thing is cool.
It's fun. It's super fun.
In the 80s, I think this is something that would have been like, yeah, but I think nowadays people will be like, it's not on a computer.
It's so funny that it's $69.99.
It's, yeah. So it's $70. They say you can do it over and over again, but I think after you do it once, you're like, okay, well, I know what fucking creature I have.
Yeah.
But
is this one of these things where you buy the $70 playset and then for like $20 you buy another head and then you drop it into your same playset and make a new one?
That I don't
like
know.
Refill kits? Because that'd be kind of cool.
I think you got to like buy a new one every fucking time.
Oh, okay.
Which I
because if you bought the lab and then you could buy add-on packs to make new heads and
smart.
Stuff.
But yeah. I mean, if it's for kids and $70 and then you want more.
Right,
and then
yeah, you're like
$70 for each pack.
Well, that,
which is that's 9,000 Swedish crowns.
If you get the hammerhead shark and you want the other shark, what if you get the hammerhead one again? That's $70.
But
it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I don't.
So, there's
that's a big problem.
Right. Yeah. There's an element of it that I love and I think is really cool for kids. I don't think they're going to buy it.
What's it called again?
Beast Lab. So, But looking at it, man, if I was a kid.
But there's cat beasts, yeah, too. Cool. There's four. There's two cats, oh, as
yeah,
well
there,
as two
there's
sharks.
Other, yeah, there's other beasts right there. You have the Stealth Cat Creator.
Boom, right here. Beast Lab Bio Mist and Experiment Refill Pack.
Okay.
Includes two experiments and exclusive weapon. So for $10.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
oh.
So you can buy refill kits.
Okay, now I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, cool. Dino Beast Creator. So you get a Terror T-Rex or a Raging Raptor, which look pretty much the same, just different colors. And the Reptile Beast Creator, which releases a glow-in-the-dark Chaos Cobra.
What?
Carnage Croc.
Carnage. A Carnage Croc.
I mean Croc.
Carnage. Croc.
Carnage.
You guys reading that new comic by Marvel? Carnage. It's awesome.
Carnage.
Carnage. Careful.
Carnage Hall.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Carnegie Hall.
Get into an NECA situation talking like that.
Okay. All right. So there you go. I don't know. I think it's a cool idea.
That's a super fun idea.
Okay, I'm liking it. Yep. I want it.
Cool.
I would, yeah. I think Travis should get one and let us
I think
all
Travis
check
should
it
get
out.
One and totally try to let us all play with it. Wow.
That's all the toy news I brung. It looks like Cody's got something up here.
What's Cody?
Scrody,
got?
What you got?
Scrody.
you tell me.
Fuck you. This looks like the Ninja Turtles The Turtle Van. Is this the NECA one?
Mm-hmm. Turtle powered.
looks like people are finally getting this or something.
This isn't the big Super 7 one, right?
No, it's the NECA one.
Okay.
So it's the big NECA one.
I'm sorry for asking questions on the podcast. That's my fault.
Well, I mean, we just said NECA, right?
You just said it like right before you asked it. That's okay.
Yeah, and I apologize. I don't know what else you want me to do. So... I'll type up a formal apology.
Thank you. Please do. That logo looks different, though. Is that how the logo was supposed to look on the van? I don't think it's supposed to be across like that. I think it's supposed to be like the... Anyway. There you go. Turtle van. Very bright. Looks like it's got some room in there. He-Man was hanging out in there, apparently. See it? You guys see it?
There see what?
It's the.
Oh, yeah. The yeah.
His chest emblem.
Yep. Ah! Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Little He-Man...
Hello.
It's got that chair that, yeah, I don't think that would physically work somehow. But anyway, it looks awesome. This, to me, is as cool as it is. That's just a shelf filler.
Oh, yeah, Super 7 killed it.
God damn it.
Jesus.
God damn it.
This is pretty fun.
Lots of detail. I love it.
You getting this?
No.
No, I got to draw a line, man.
How much is it?
You pulled it up.
come on.
I don't know.
It's free.
Well,
wow.
Jeremy, I think you're thinking about it all wrong.
Oh, explain to me.
I know you're worried about space, but you can put figures on that so that it can actually occupy space that some figures are in.
Put them all in there and you can look down into it, sure.
Look at that!
Yeah, that looks neat. You can see all the other turtles wonderfully.
But you
look,
know...
There you go!
You know
there
you
go.
One on the top, one on the side.
Yeah.
Have one hanging out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And have one riding on top on a skateboard. And then put some put April driving because no one wants to look at her anyway.
I don't want to go in this.
I get yeah.
I don't want to go in this. You want to join?
Why?
That's the podcast studio.
No, it's really really well done. I just
told you make April drive because no one cares about her.
Everyone cares about April.
Yeah, you know.
Except they're using the old April figure and she looks funny.
It's $250 plus shipping.
Yeah. Probably worth it, but not for me.
All of these keep selling, right? Since they keep coming new products all the time. So people are buying all the different turtle lines.
Yeah.
Well, this was a pre-order, so.
Yeah, people are going nuts for this shit.
Does that have real lights? It looks like real lights.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised for 1 second that I'm more entertaining to your daughters than you are, Curtis.
Oh, yeah. It does have real lights. Look at that. Well, there you go. That's why it's $250.
Lights.
Lights for your display.
That you never put on.
Yeah, that you're never going to play with.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Beautiful.
I don't
toy,
think
toy drama.
Do we have some?
I got nothing.
I mean, I'm assuming there's drama occurring. I'm no longer reading it.
Oh, there's definitely so. Drama occurring, but I'm not really. I'm not. That's Travis's thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not collecting it, and nothing that I can think of has happened that we need to. You know, there's some. I mean,
did you go over the super chat?
What?
Yeah, I think. Well,
no, I responded to it, but I didn't read it because fuck Curtis.
No, he's paying money.
Curtis says, when Pete just said I'm sorry for asking questions on the podcast, my daughter started laughing loudly. I've never been more disappointed in her.
Well, she's young. She doesn't understand. She's
smarter than you.
Wait, you're letting
jokes.
Her listen to us say the...
Yeah, we've been...
I'm disappointed in Curtis for letting her listen. What are you doing? What kind of father are you?
We're saying dirty words.
What if she's like 18? He says daughter,
still,
but I mean...
it's his daughter.
I've got a daughter that's 21. So, I mean, it's not like
you would.
She's married. I can't shelter her from our podcast.
But you would try to get her to avoid it, right?
No.
No.
No, she knows how funny your dad is.
I hope my kids
at any volume. So
that's what I'm afraid of.
I don't want them to lose respect for me. Not that they have much. Anyway. She's 21. Yeah, she's too young for this show.
Yeah, she's 21.
I think it's time that we do Thanks UPS Guy then, right?
Oh. Sure. Tomas? Will you do the honors?
Oh, to do what?
To say thanks, UPS guy.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Yeah!
That was hot.
Swedish flavor. I love it. Salty. Hot. That's the Swedish flavor. Yeah, salty.
What you got, Pete? Okay, well, what you got, Tomas?
Nothing.
Nothing? Emil?
Yeah, big... No, nothing. No.
He was going to say...
I got nothing. Oh, shit. Well, I'm the only one with...
I got a big... And then he trailed off. He was going to say box, but all of us were going to go the other way.
I was not
going to... Mark went to Wally's Treasures
last
weekend.
We need a little Junkyard Jeremy drop. Welcome to the Junkyard with Jeremy.
Yeah, have a bunch of like, noises of junk.
Yeah.
Stuff rattling around and shit. What is this?
Junk.
See?
This is a Pac-Man Tomy Pocket game. This is
I play a totally different pocket game than that.
you have this stuff. Turny thing, which... Oh, it's like Plinko, which is arguably the best...
not arguably. Right game. It is the best.
So, I'm looking through the video up there. So, but you turn this and it falls and you try to catch it.
Oh, have you ever caught one?
Oh! I did that by looking.
That made me so happy. That made me happy.
Apparently, that Pac-Man is Swedish. Swallowed that load.
So there you go. 1982. It's a good year. So there you go. From Junkyard Jeremy.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right. Moving on to toy review. Toy review.
Yeah, we can review some toys. Real quick, can we send a shout out real quick to Curtis's daughter and apologize that her father has zero sense of humor? That's got to be tough being raised by a person like that. So we feel for you, little Ackerman kid.
Little so. Ackerman kid.
Please call this number. Kid Ackerman. 1-800-225-PITCH-YOU-PETE.
Right, is the box over there?
I don't know what box you're talking about.
The box of figures.
Oh!
Okay, we're starting. Okay. Can you hand me the box?
It was right on top.
Can you hand me the other box, though, please?
Is this are these your figures or are these the review figures?
These are review figures.
Okay.
So
that means the Swedes get to play the game with us to see who gets what because Travis is gone, right? That's how we do it.
Yeah, Travis doesn't get it.
Nope, sorry, Trav.
So we've got the second wave of Cosmic Legions here. This is Havalkatar Book 2. Grave Knight. Grave Ring. Right? One of those, two.
Yeah,
either Grave Knight or Grave Ring. I stopped by. I got a haircut last week from Pete's wife.
Grave Knight.
Grave Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a haircut last week by Pete's wife, and I swung in here, grabbed these figures so we could open them up, have them all out of the box, ready to look at
for you folks.
So
I guess we'll start off since we've already got.
Could you please not give my water away? I appreciate you. So
we've already got the first one on there. We're gonna look at the one thing we didn't open because
brilliant.
It's just it's hilarious. Pretty cool, but it's an accessories pack.
Who thinks I'm hilarious?
So
Curtis's daughter.
Well, because she's right.
Yeah.
So what's in this accessories pack?
You tell us. You got it in your hands.
Well, it looks like some translucent shit and some shit that ain't translucent.
Well, let me see the difference in the shits.
All right.
All right. So in your Grave Knight weapons pack, you've got a big spike, a spiky ball mace, I believe they're called. Some cool little arm blades, an extra belt, different face shield, a full shield, a translucent part of a shield. So pretty cool.
All pieces you kind of get with some of these figures here, except different color schemes, different things.
I'll show it off.
Gives you some options.
No, you failed it already. Not doing it.
Oh, all right. Oh, jeez. Just try to be supportive.
I can't wait. So,
especially like those knives, kind of clawed knives that you can attach.
Yeah, it looks like to the outside of the forearms. It looks like. Yeah, those are super
cool.
That's the
good thing, and that you get two of those.
Sorry, Curtis, I'm choking on my humor.
That's some pretty neat stuff. Look at all that shit.
It reminds me of like that frog that sings before, like, was it Warner Brothers or whatever? That's what he sounded like just now. You know what I'm talking about?
Hello, the frog. My baby.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
My good time. Say, I like to sing.
Look at my forearm blades.
About the Moona and the Juna and the Springer. I like to sing.
All right, so you got a pick pulled up for all the bios and stuff? Or
yeah.
No? Oh, okay.
Them here.
Which one you want to put it? What you want? Emil, which one
what
should
you
we look at first?
Well, then I would suggest that we keep up. Going with a kind of theme.
There we go.
Nice. Theme it up,
do
Sweden.
Let's do it.
Put it here.
Yeah.
So, Valkatar Book 1 introduced us to the grave. This amazing prison establishment where people die, but we were introduced to the grave ring, which was the lower cell block where they fight, and these guys are the guardians there, the prison guards. They're pretty feared guys,
along with the Sphexians in this world, but we don't have any Sphexians in this wave.
Exactly.
No, but you're Spexy.
I'm bringing Spexy back. Yep.
This, in my opinion, is one of the coolest figures for me of this wave. He is not only a character, as Emil is going to make him into the actual named character, which is a ruthless dude.
Doesn't
that's
look ruthless.
Really
looks
mean,
nice.
Apparently.
Sligo. No, he's a widow. His wife was named Ruth. Yeah. That's what he's ruthless.
Sligor, Sligor Rudd.
I have to mention, and I think about it every time I see these figures. For so long, we had the Horseman in Treadaway's brain in this box of what he could accomplish with Mythic Legions, and there was all of these rules because of weaponry and all this stuff, and like the idea of a time frame and the world that they built. It's everything else. Like, he doesn't have to do anything inside that box. He has the remainder of everything in the entire universe to just be unleashed. And I'm so impressed by the stuff that they're doing. It's just absolutely amazing. And I'll tell you right now, you talk about, extra connections to this kind of stuff. Playing Starfield, those suits are that much cooler. They're just amazing, man.
I like the blue a lot.
Yeah.
The blue color, the head sculpt, the paint apps, different shield options. If you, I can show in there where you can have it look like it has like a laser on the front.
Oh, that purple.
Like a laser, like purple thing. And then you remove the front of that shield that's on there now and put that on there.
I don't know if I'm able to do that because I got anxiety and people are watching.
And you notice in the weapons pack. That's what that green shield is. It's just another color version.
It's another color version.
I like the purple dome, dude. That's cool.
The purple dome is available, which we've seen in other figures, but it's an option.
Now, this is one I believe that our version, because we got an early version here, is missing the clips to allow to attach those face shields, which
you want to attach this one.
They will be included in people's boxes, apparently getting them from now on, if I'm understanding everything correctly from what Jeremy Gerard, they didn't come from the factory, but they've got them so quick that they're going to be including it. So stuffing it in the box or whatever, so that you'll have those the ability to do that.
It's not a confusing background at all. Can you see that gun perfectly?
I like this in the air, bro.
Tell you, we need a fucking, something back here.
Yeah, we've only been saying that for 2 years, and yet we have not yet to do it. So,
Oh, yeah, so it looks pretty good. We just need a meal.
That's all I have. Two hats.
There's other stuff. Okay, we saw.
But it's backwards.
Yeah, I'm showing off the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
I'm crazy.
I'm crazy like that.
This feels like Metroid to me.
So this is one of my two favorite figures from this way, and that head sculpt is one of the absolute best head sculpts of Cosmic so far. I think
it's really great.
It's easy to put on any figure, and it just looks badass. Mm-hmm.
Hoses, I love the hoses. I think they add great elements to these figures. I do think that they work easier if you heat up the holes that you're going to stick them into.
You guys all heard that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't just me. You can't just pound it in there. You got to heat that hole up.
Heat that hole up. Get a blow dryer. That's what I do.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Noted.
Corby.
This feels very, very apocalypse-y.
Yeah.
To me.
I see that.
I love that.
But I think a decision I think I'm going to make with my figures, because after you put the hoses on and then you try to move them around, you're inherently going to pop the hoses out and be kind of fighting with them. I think
you got
to
rewarm them.
I think I'm going to probably put a little of glue on there and just put them in place.
A little dab will do you.
Obviously, if you're planning on using these guys as custom fodder, not a good idea. But if you're going to just use them as the character that they're intended to be, I think it makes it easier to pose around. But you can always pose it first and then work the hoses in where they got to be, and then you'll have it.
That shock staff is just cool as shit.
Yeah,
assuming it's a shock staff. I didn't read about it.
Gives you two different options of the head on that shock staff. That's what it looks like as a shock staff to me, too. One is not lit up, like he's not got the electricity going through it, and one is. I've got the one.
Is that supposed to be that colored... When you put it on the shield, is that supposed to be like it's activated and it's like a little force field on the shield?
I believe so.
I'm not nearly as educated in the backstory as I should be on a podcast talking about these. But
I'm not sure they give you all that information. They just kind of give you the parts and say play.
Yeah, well, they gave us some backstory, actually.
Well, they gave us backstory, but not about how the shield works.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
We didn't even say the name. I mean, for the name character, we said Sligo Rice. But they are actually, I mean, they're part of the Tusk. We've seen other the Tusk Engineer, the Tusk Science Officer, and the Tusk Sentry. So this is another Tusk. This is it's Tusk Block 5 Attendants or Gravekeepers. So I would say that these guys are way more badass than the Sphexians.
Yeah, the Sphexians are probably like the Hive. Yeah. Disposable kind of things, and these guys are more like highly trained.
Yeah.
Sphexians are probably more like thugs, is my guess.
They're like they're more like a regular guard, and these are kind of the riot people. These are the SWAT guys that go in.
That's kind of how I...
Hey, it's too much for the Sphexians, so they send in these guys.
Mm-hmm. It's a super badass character. Gonna move on?
Can move on.
Move on.
Then we'll continue moving on the Grave Ring, I think, because there are two fighters from the Grave Ring in this new wave.
Now, the Grave Ring is like a Colosseum gladiatorial thing that they do in this prison where they like to watch some of their prisoners fight each other. So,
which would be awesome in real life.
Yes, I would love to see that.
You know how many people would pay to watch, Charles Manson fight somebody? I mean, he's not alive anymore, I get that. But at the time, like, hey, man, if I could pay-per-view, watch Charles Manson fight some dude in a prison ring.
He'd just get some chicks to do it for him.
Well, right. In his defense, he never killed anybody. I just want to make that abundantly clear.
That's true.
So let's move to this guy.
Let's move to this guy.
Because
he's labeled as a serial killer, didn't kill anybody.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a misnomer.
Funny thing about this guy.
We can't see his head now in the camera. So the head is the coolest thing. So just point that up a bit, or should we just...
He's got it.
Oh, wow. Keep your hands to yourself.
Wow. Isn't that cool? Yeah, have you ever seen our podcast?
Never. I never watched this stuff.
He could do this from home.
I'm too busy watching Legion's Lair.
I'm too busy watching Legion's Lair.
Is that Swedish?
I'll tell you what I'm not watching, Offworld. Because Curtis sucks.
So, last night we got home from picking these guys up at the airport, and we had a couple of... I had a couple of boxes of these figures I hadn't opened yet. Somebody's here.
Okay. I'm trying to make sure I'm not crazy. All right.
And so I was like, well, hey, we got two new Swedes. I'm going to be friends. You guys open these.
We got two new Swedes.
Two new Swedes in town.
Brand new.
You're talking
Brand
about the Swedes as the henchmen. And now you're talking about Swedes. Yeah. Like, yeah, we got two new Swedes here.
Got two new.
Yeah.
I ordered them on Wish.
Yeah. So
these are my Timu Swedes.
Oh. Yeah. Open up these guys, you know, have some fun. This is great. We all like Legions, and I saved these two for you. Tomas picked this guy. He was like, oh, I love this guy. He's the fan. He's the best. He pulled it out of the box, grabbed him, started twisting him around, grabbed his leg, and proceeded to just snap the damn thing in two. I glued it back together. His left leg is stuck in that position at the knee because he's glued now. Now, I saw him do it. It looked like he had anger in his eyes. I don't know why he treated the figure that so roughly at that time, but I'm telling for those folks of you at home, if you feel resistance, stop. Don't double down. Okay? Get a hair dryer. Get some heat. Heat these things up. You never know.
Don't they come with instructions?
Yeah, there are only like 10,000 different instructions of don't force these. Take it easy. Relax. But then we have a jet lagged Swede.
Relax. Don't do it.
20 hours. I'm like, fuck this leg. And it's like, don't swear. Come on, Tomas.
See, no gorillas. It says there's no instructions.
So there's
a gorilla.
I want to point out real quick, aside from these, I feel like our newest newcomer, Angel, is hitting on Curtis's daughter throughout the chat.
So, well, is it
Angel? Oh, is she like Indiana Jones? Like he's like asking these questions about her. Like it's a meet cute. Like he's like I'm like it's a romantic comedy. We met in a chat on a bullshit podcast.
They were really terrible, right. But you know, love blooms.
Right. Is this so obviously this figure is taller. Is this considered a different scale figure, or is it just taller as a regular? Like, do they label this as a ogre scale or anything like that?
I don't think they have.
Or no, brute it's scale or what? I always forget.
Actually, they label it as a 2.0 figure since it's the parts can be switched between them.
Because it's like a head and a half taller than a standard 6-inch figure. Absolutely. So
it will be interesting to see what kind of characters you can create with a mixing this, of course. But so the character himself, this is one of the prisoners. He's part of the Grave Ring. So he is quite slender. But he's pushed... I mean, forced to fight in the Grave Ring with the others, okay? He has two affiliations, actually. His name is Aios Siphition. Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Sounds reasonable, yeah.
I love it.
That's good. He's part of the Grave Ring and also something that's called the Maze. You can read more about this, but that's his psychic powers, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But for this wave, he is part of the Grave Ring, like as one of the fighters.
And he also says in his bio that he is a mentor to Oleg Thygar, which is from Wave 1. And we know Oleg Thygar seems to be a main character in this story. So Oleg Thygar finds himself in this Grave Ring gladiatorial thing, and this guy is maybe they meet up there and this guy becomes kind of a mentor to him.
So yeah, I like the synergy between the characters, that we get so much for each wave.
Yeah.
Does the bio mention anything about the Greyborn, like all the Greyborn having the same psychic abilities.
No, but it does mention him having a weak left knee.
And I can noted relate.
All of them.
I can relate.
No, okay, I'm going to...
it says they're all
sometimes I relate to myself. Yeah.
Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, okay, so that's why they're called the gray. It's not because they're the color of their skin.
No.
It's... I'll just read instead. A common misconception is that the Greyborn are named for the appearance of their skin, when in actuality this name is due to their mind's ability to access a transcendental state referred to as the Midway, or the Grey. These abilities and access have granted the Greyborn a unique opportunity to create an information network spanning the rings that is known as the Maze, short for the Meshed Assemblage of Zonal Enlightenment.
That's hot.
Yeah.
It's
a smart guy.
Yep. And he looks really cool.
Yep. And then if you read on, it says he finds himself, even though he's a smarty pants, he finds himself in this brutal gladiatorial thing, mm-hmm. but he still uses his mind to kick the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, and we are joking around that I broke his knee, but I actually did. So be careful with these figures. I snapped his knee.
Oh, yeah, he snapped
right.
it. Why were you so ticked off last night? Was it the plane ride? Did I not give you some? Did you want food and I didn't have any? Was there a reason that you were so violent with the toy?
Don't you like America?
He's not America. He's alien.
I have no answer for that. I broke his goddamn knee.
So anyone, if you meet Tomas at Legion's Con and he just breaks your leg, it's not that you have done anything. It's just because... That's how he is.
He's a Swedish Tanya Harding. Just getting after it.
It's Tomas, a.k.a. Tanya.
Yeah.
Tomas Harding.
But I'll tell you what, the fix, if you do break a leg like that, is definitely do not contact customer service. Go on the Cabal, take pictures of the broken thing, and tell everybody that you broke it.
Oh, shit. Somebody just clipped that audio and sent it to Walter. You're in trouble now.
Yep.
I will say that if you missed the paperwork that came with the figures and the post on the Four Horsemen site and the post on the Cabal and then other people randomly posting about the fact that this sheet came with it and you break something, you deserved it. So
now I did heat up his upper torso because that is the actual problem point that they've discussed. So the instructions tell you to put it in a glass of hot water, and I believe that that is probably the best way to do it. But I did use a hairdryer and heat the hell out of his upper torso, and that broke him loose too. So he's fine.
I use my vagina hairdryer.
It's just so easy.
Yeah,
can use it for everything.
But I can see, like, okay, so that joint is up in there at the top of where his stomach meets his upper chest area. So there's a ball joint up in there, and I can see where hot water would get up in there maybe a little bit better instead of where the hairdryer would heat the external of it. You know, instead of getting in where the joint actually has to break loose. So I actually think that hot water probably is the best option.
Anybody else just get the image of Steve walking into the room and Courtney getting all fired up because she's going to get cunnilingus because he's holding a hairdryer in one hand and a salt shaker in the other? She knows. She just pulls her knees back like it's go time. Steve's going to take care of it. Apparently they have gas powered hair dryers.
I know this is a joke, but what am I using the hair dryer for?
To warm it up.
To warm up?
Yeah.
To warm up her lady parts.
Yeah, to loosen it up so it's not so tight. She came with an instruction, you just had to read it. Like, I gotta warm it up before I, you know?
Okay.
It says hot water, but
don't just force it in there. That's not what I meant when I said it's for the hose.
Okay.
Next.
So we have one other fighter that is fighting in the grave ring as one of the prisoners. But the thing is, he is not part of the affiliation, the grave ring. So I'm pretty sure he is not one of the grave ring cool, friendly hero guys. This is a bad one that they just...
This is a badass figure.
It is.
This is a badass.
And this is our first full on brute scale figure that we've gotten in our hands.
And his name is Canox Vul. And he is part of the red spiral.
Little fun knowledge.
Why did you just Why did you just eye fuck me when you said that?
I can't do this.
And he is part of.
No,
and he is part of the
red spiral.
And I've got a boner.
Little fun knowledge that some of you might not know, but I do remember that Treadway said that this is loosely based on a picture he drew when he was a child of a little of an alien guy, yes. And now that he's older, he got to make it into a full fledged kick ass figure. Pretty cool.
I should do that with all my old crappy drawings when I was like 6. Make them into action figures. To scale.
Yeah. Now, sell them worldwide.
Yeah. 8 people will buy them because...
All the pictures I drew when I was 6 were like me holding my parents' hands, so I've just ripped them up and it's just me on the fridge all by myself now. So, you know.
Now, this one came from the factory missing the small hose, apparently, that goes between his pauldron and his gauntlet, but... It was stuffed in there. I think that the people were getting the horsemen have caught it, and they'll be stuffing that hose in there, so you should be fine when you get yours. Emil, you all right?
No. He just keeps thinking about you stuffing that hose. Stuffing those hose.
Stuff the hose right in the box.
Come on.
You stuffed the hose in the box.
Jet-lagged.
Yeah, but you ain't breaking figures.
It's 5 p.m. where you're from, right?
I was so happy when he broke the figure because I'm not the one that did it.
You took that really good. Really well.
Well, it's not my figure, for one.
Took that really well.
I'm not going to get that figure. One.
So, some information about him. I mean, you see all the parts that he has put on it. Sum up his bio, he had a pretty rough life. So that's it.
So now he takes it out on others.
Yeah.
Other head option?
There is another head option. He has this... Fury head, and then he has this calm head.
His calm head, his stoic head.
What's wrong? What'd you play?
I dropped a hoe between. Never mind. But it did.
Look at those magical fingers working.
Normally, we're really professional on this show.
Yeah.
We'll let it slide.
Emil doesn't need a hairdryer. He just. Takes care of it with those magical fingers.
He touches it and it just...
Piano just melts. Fingers. Tickling the ivories.
I'm just going to ignore everything I hear.
If we really wanted to entertain people, Jeremy, we would record you and I laying in bed at night at Legion's Con and the conversations we have as we drift off to sleep.
I think that face is actually kind of, like, cool. I mean, like, makes him look almost meaner.
I think I like this better.
Joe Vassapolo
from
the Four Horsemen just jumped on and said, Cyber Grimace!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Cyber Grimace. I don't know. I think he's pretty cool. He was not in my, like, top figures of that I was excited for in this wave. Getting him in hand, I really think it's cool.
Yeah. I think it's something special about him because he is, like the others, just an... it's an adult collectible, you know, a high-end toy or figure.
Sure.
But you can see almost that it's inspired by a younger person's mind. Yeah. So it's more toy-etic than the others. I really, really like that one when you have that in mind, too.
With that other foot like that, it kind of reminds me of Centurions.
Yeah.
Ooh. Doc Terror, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a girdle.
Makes you wonder how he lost the leg.
Tomas.
Sorry.
And I really like Brute Scale.
Yes.
Can we put another figure next to him and kind of just show everybody what we're looking
at? Doesn't look Brute Scale to me because we just went from the alien, which was extra tall.
Okay. Is there any
open 6-inch scale figures in here that we can grab or no?
There's no other figures in this room.
Just to kind of give an idea of what we're looking at as far as Brute Scale.
So, Brute, Ogre, Troll.
Yes.
Okay.
Goblin, Moose. Dwarf, 1.0, Brute, Ogre, Troll. Is that kind of...
You missed 2.0?
Well, they're the same height as... But I did miss it, yes.
1.0/2.0
1.2.0
So, anyways.
Like our episodes.
Yeah, 299.2.0
Rounded off to the nearest decimal point.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
Yes.
That's an amazing figure.
It is an amazing figure, and I'm looking forward to more Brute Scales already.
Hey, listeners, has anybody gotten these in hand yet?
People are showing pictures, so somebody has.
Okay.
So, Steven, take it away.
I don't remember her name, but this
lady
is...
Lady with the crab for a head.
Embira Jimjira.
Embira Jimjira.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Embira Jimjira. Is she all translucent?
She's got like a translucent.
Mira,
she's translucent.
Mira.
Where's the butt B?
Mira gear. It's silent in the U.S.
Oh,
so we don't.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you say.
Like we don't say bees here. Like so we like ig uts and we cannot lie. You know what I mean, there's no bees here.
Her scorpion hair is sexy.
It is
her
cool
scorpion
shit.
Hair. Now that is bendy wire. So you like the way I've got that posed. Yeah. It's like it's. You can pose it a lot of different ways.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
She looks great. Yes.
And I'm going to admit that this was the figure that I was least interested in when I saw it from the first. And I was like, I understand that there's something I'm not getting, you know, that I'm not understanding. And having it, her in hand and seeing her...
That's always the case, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I know. And you know
hand,
that.
You're like, fuck!
And you know that. But still, I was like, how will this figure... You know, take me by storm or something. And then you get it. It's brutal. She's furious, just like her description. Like, she's really mean.
Is the skin color... translucent?
Yes.
Yeah, she's translucent. And then,
it's
like,
fucking
green meshing with that, like, sort of orangish yellow there.
Yes. She's got a Chitara kind of look. There's kind of a glance. You know what I mean?
Like, Moss Chitara. Scorpion and... head. Crab.
Finish it! So... I really like when you put the tail, I mean, in front. Like, every part of her is aggressive. I'm going to kill you with everything
Steve,
I have.
Steve is a 100% unadulterated piece of shit, but that guy can pose.
He can. Yeah, he can.
He can absolutely pose.
Yeah.
Like, someday I hope that Steve has a Four Horsemen business card that says, like, official poser on it. He deserves that.
He's a poser in my book.
Because sometimes they give out
been
random.
Called a poser for a long time.
Yeah. I like her butt cheeks.
Yeah, I like them too.
Those are nice butt cheeks.
So, with this character, we move away from Valkatar, from the prison.
Okay.
And here we're talking about the Bleeder's Guild that she's a part of.
Yeah.
Is that because she goes on her period?
Oh! She's an insect.
Thanks for having me, folks.
She's an insect.
It's like a power up for her. It's her monstration. It's because it's this big bloody monster.
So
Jaguar.
So the interesting thing about her is they do talk about her being vicious.
Vicious and perverse.
And perverse.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't take that week off.
She puts
you know what I mean?
In somebody's butt.
So
but she also
cross the line, Jeremy.
It's perverse.
It's across the line.
She also works with a partner.
Well, every good Dom's got a sub, right?
So these two here.
We are grown men.
These two here. I don't know if they're in love.
No.
Or if they just find each other.
Or they just hate fuck the shit out of each other.
He likes the stinger and the stinker.
But
I hope this is
I'm out.
This is not
I'll see you guys. You want to explain that one to Curtis's daughter? Go ahead.
Fuck. I
think
this should be canon.
The horsemen are gonna they're gonna tell us to stay home. Guys, thanks, but no thanks. The Legion's gone.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't kink shame.
The old stinker stinger.
There is some color on the end of that.
Yeah, see?
Okay, we'll put her to the side for now, and then we just focus on Noveen
Lean. Now, this is my favorite figure in the wave. I think he's really fun.
Boba Fett feeling.
No, Bosk.
What?
Bosk.
Okay,
I
believe you.
The Predator.
And it is a Predator Bosk, and I love it.
It's awesome.
He is a tracker. So he is like a, he's a, I believe he has an extremely awesome sense of smell, it says, or something in there about that.
So he knows from a galaxy away when the other one's on her period.
We just got, can we get off that?
He's like a bloodhound.
We get a tiny bit of information here about the Bleeders Guild that they're both part of. Just gonna help you guys out here.
Oh, yeah.
The Bleeders Guild is a barbarous collection of sadist thugs. Okay, this doesn't get better, does it? We really didn't.
Whips and chains, just, handcuffs, smacking a little booty up with my belt.
Yes, okay. Why did... they should hit this before.
We should send this description to the perverts.
Okay, let's... I'm just gonna... It's one of the most feared organizations in the known world.
Yeah.
Escape Girl.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The Bleeders Guild is a barbarous collection of sadist thugs that are specially trained to extract information. So it's not, the tropical planet Osara's hostile environment offers a fertile training ground. And home base for this despised organization. Okay. Infamous even among the corrupt associates in the ruthless Carsinian called Novin Lean.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
So these are not nice guys. These two are super not.
Yeah, I don't. This guy, I don't really like the color. Like Curtis said it too. I'm not sure I like the yellow and the.
Oh, I love it. That's what I love the most about him.
Really?
Yeah, but maybe
like a banana.
Yeah, great new parts on him too.
Oh, banana.
Banana.
Let's just.
She's ready to fight. You can tell because her vagina's bleeding all over the floor. Ready to get in the grave ring.
Can we just get.
Oh,
okay.
Oh boy.
This is my favorite figure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not based on the bias. It doesn't matter. The figure, but the bias is also cool.
Oh, the figures are absolutely amazing. Every single one of them.
Yeah. So.
Hey, Tomas, you want to break that out of there
so
for
this
him?
Is why I say it's, this is Bossk from Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
I say it's Predator Bossk.
Yep. I'll give you that.
That's fair.
So.
Look at the fucking ham hocks that guy's got attached to his elbow and wrist.
It has this color piece. That I think will be useful for many figures. First, let's just remove the yellow parts. But then...
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, we're gonna...
we pose our figures on slippery
we're gonna
surfaces.
Show, can you give that other figure? Because... Oh, yeah. This is it. Because...
We found this kind of combination that's pretty cool. Or Emil found this combination.
Now this is one hell of a character.
Ooh.
This.
Yep.
He can't face stand, plant. But his... Just a second.
Always helps when it's spinning while you try to do it.
Yeah.
So.
This combination.
Butt flap.
Yeah. Butt flap. I love how in the background you can see the bleeder.
This. Yeah, he's pretty. That's good. Pretty cool, right there, man. Yeah.
Okay, that color combo works.
So that head, I think it will go awesome on any 1.0 figure that you put it on.
And you can repaint it and make it a million different things.
Yeah,
different characters.
I love the dual pistols.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I really. This is that is my favorite of the wave as well.
You can pose, do a dual pistol thing, maybe.
Kind of looks like Snoke.
Yeah, he's got
a
Snoke-esque look to him.
It's a young Snoke.
Yeah.
There's a fucking series, Young Snoke.
You gotta get some more water. Yeah.
All right.
I hear Snoke, and I just think that's a combination of snort and coke. Again, man, have a Snoke.
You guys want to have a Snoke?
Snoke it up.
I'm gonna go outside of a Snoke.
I've been snoking all night. Fired up. Let's do these toys, man. Snoking. Snoking, sipping, buzzing, shooting.
Snoke it to the left. And snoke it to the right.
I totally thought Steve just got fed up. He just started the outro music. I'm like, oh, okay, fuck it. I guess we're done. Cross the line.
What you guys doing?
Playing.
All right.
Playing handsies.
Put your hand over here.
You have another one?
Didn't you have? That's. It's already.
Oh, duh. I'm dumb.
Nope.
Working on it.
Agree. I'm not going to fight you on that. So.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Wonderful, even.
Pretty cool wave. I think that this wave has got, I mean, just by sheer parts library that we've got here.
Well, but if, you know, the way that when these waves drop, the way it starts to flesh out each of the different factions or yeah. categories or, you know, types, I just think it's super cool how that builds. And each time you get a new figure that goes along, whether it's Gravering or whether it's the Bleeders Guild or whatever it is, you learn a little bit more about them and it fleshes out that backstory. And
yeah,
just everything they do is intentional. Like, there's nothing that the Horseman does that's a fluke or that's a mistake or that's just generic. Everything has a purpose and everything ties together. And it ultimately takes a bunch of great figures and just gives them these amazing backstories, and it just ties, it brings it all home.
Yep. Yeah, so now with every new wave, you get more information, and that's, I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
What? No. Oh, Jesus.
We just guessed. We're not responsible there.
I don't think
what?
So. I'm not responsible.
Can I,
for
yeah,
this.
Do whatever you got.
Can
do,
I remove
right?
the bleeder?
Yeah.
Tear it up.
Can you keep the bleeder?
Yeah, I'll keep the bleeder.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, she smells.
Yeah,
blood.
She doesn't smell good.
She does have a different scent.
It's a strange smell to
it's
the
that
translucent.
Translucent.
Yeah,
plastic,
Jesus,
yeah.
Show that's, just keeps
getting. Don't smell it. Don't smell it. But this.
Seriously, post period, don't smell it.
Yeah, that looks good.
Great post.
So
Steve.
This is just. Absolutely fantastic.
Reminds me of that opening scene of Bad Boys 2.
Hand it back to me.
They come up out of the clan hoods, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's just spinning around.
Yeah.
Hand it back to me.
I need you all to stop all the goddamn movement.
That reminds me of all the Spider-Men.
Yeah. Pointing at each other.
I guess everyone will remember that these thugs are called the Bleeders Guild after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't, then they weren't paying attention.
No. So that's something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need attention to remember this, I guess.
Detention?
All right, so what's next? Huh?
These are the five figures, and Steven is preparing another pose, and while he's doing that...
Yeah. We're just riffing it?
Yeah, let's talk about Legions Con.
We're going.
We're going.
We're going.
We're going.
T-minus just a couple of days. We're going to be heading out to New Jersey. The armpit of the East Coast.
After this show, a few of you probably want to see us. But
where is everyone?
We're going to be there anyway.
I'm just a little bit nervous because Curtis's daughter just started messaging me about when we're going to get there, and it's a little awkward. So, no, we're super excited. So Friday is G-Con, which we were so graciously invited to again this year. And that's always super exciting, which, of course, is the Four Horsemen event to unveil upcoming figures for the future. Saturday is day one of Legions Con. Saturday night is Migwig Tick'em Live. And I am super excited about that show. We got some fun things that we are going to be doing with some fans.
Potentially.
Well, I'm doing them with or without the fans. So go. I'm my biggest fan. So, And so we're going to do a little, like I said, a live show with a studio audience. I've got some fun things prepared. Jeremy, Steve, and Travis have all contributed a ton of really cool ideas to make this happen, so I appreciate them for that. Sunday would be day two of Legions Con. We've got a booth. Come and see us. Trav's going to have some awesome figures to sell. If you want to see Steve, you're going to have to go to the Wolf King Customs booth because he's a traitorous piece of shit. And he'll be selling his heads over there with another traitorous piece of shit that we all know is Curtis Ackerman.
Speaking of him, Super Chat, he says, can't wait to compete in the trivia. Oh, wait.
Look back on the last 1 hour and 53 minutes and do some soul searching and realize why the fuck you didn't get invited, Curtis. And if you're too dense to realize it, look to your left and say, hey, daughter of mine, do you have any idea why Pete wouldn't invite me to compete? And she'd be like, dad, because you're a giant asshole. Like a big, gaping, dude-on-dude gaping asshole.
Wow.
So, Actually, wow. The funny part is Curtis actually has a job, and he knows this, but it's a fun running joke. Curtis is actually going to help with judging and scoring of the game. So making sure that when people buzz in, he makes sure it's the right person, and then he's going to track the score for us. Because I originally had Travis doing it, and then I was like, oh, that's right, numbers. That's not a good idea.
I thought we had Maverick doing that.
No, Maverick is running the board for the actual game, clicking on and making the new stuff come up on the screen and what have you. So... a lot of people are jumping in. We've got about 17 people on staff for this event. Legions Lounge versus Legions Lair versus Euro Legions in a trivia death fight to the bitter end. So see if anybody has to go home over the pond in a box because they're coming for Euro's Legions. I'm telling you guys right now, those guys are the fan favorites. So, yeah.
Pete?
Yeah.
We're going to see Sons of the Red Star. We're going to see Noble Bear figures. Are you excited?
I absolutely am. God, it doesn't even matter. Like, Xylona's Flock is not my favorite. The foresty, fairy, elven, kind of just for whatever reason in the figures. Again, they're great figures. I have them all, but it's just, those are cool, you know? But when I saw them, I was like, holy shit. So one of my least favorite factions got me excited. So to see these factions, I'm always pumped, man.
Oh, we got
the exclusives. Yep, the exclusive, the Walter the Mad 2-pack, where you get both a Mythic Legion and a Cosmic Legion. This is the first ever crossover 2-pack, and it belongs to Walter the Mad, proprietor of the Mythic Legions Cabal and the Cosmic Cabal and the Come One Kamal Cabal and there's other Cabal, Figure Obscura Cabal. So
Dick and Cabal.
No.
So and then of course the Blood Armor.
I think it's a Dick and Cabal.
Vorgas Vermilion. Did I say that right, Steve?
Vorgas Vermilion, I believe.
But it's the Blood Armor. Vorgas Vermilion.
It is
Vermilion,
the Blood
right?
Armor.
Yes. So with two alternative heads, $55. If you guys want this figure, get in line and get this figure, man. It's worth it.
All the exclusives are great. I mean, they're not like Furious Four great, but they're pretty good. But
you want to know what the most exciting news is about Legions Con? Is I've been asked again to help do announcements during the show.
Oh Jesus!
And guess what?
His head.
Guess what? Jeremy got me.
I already know.
A fucking bullhorn.
No.
Jeremy Girard is going to give me a bullhorn. Can you believe that?
Oh,
dude, I cannot freaking wait.
It's like he's setting himself up.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He is. He put the ball on the tee. I'm going to knock that fucker right between the uprights. So, sorry, that's a football reference for all you nerds that don't play sports.
But. Nerd.
So, yeah, man. So, it should be super fun.
You got more?
I just, we were asked to...
it wasn't even a break. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how my whole family is, too. They're like, yeah. Dad's not going to stop talking, so we better just interject. And was asked to do some stuff as part of G-Con again this year, which you guys all know how happy that makes me to be able to be a part of that. So,
yep.
I just like that people know my name.
Everybody knows your name.
Because people in my own town don't even know my name.
They're always glad you came.
Cheers.
Tomas, how excited are you about Noble Bear versus Red Star?
Super excited, man. I really love the Noble Bear faction. And it's most people think, oh, it's because of the He-Man thing. But it's not.
And they're right.
No, I don't think it is. Maybe, but... I think that strikes a tone. Is that a word? With me?
Yeah, a chord.
A chord? Yeah.
Yes.
I really love all the idea of barbarians as is. And I am really interested in where this is going. Well, I think there are a lot of new things you can do with this type of
I'm guessing soft goods is going to play a big role.
Yeah.
Furs. You know, they've got Siegesm. They've been amping up their soft good game ever since they kind of got in with Siegesm.
Big time.
And I'm really excited to see where they take it with this Noble Bear. And the Red Star. I mean, ooh. I always talk Noble Bear because they're my favorite too. But the Red Star is really cool, and there's a lot of options and areas you can go.
For sure.
I want to see something really evil from the Red Stars. The Red Star.
D&D layout from last night.
Emil, we talked about this on Legion's Cast.
Legion's Cast, yes.
But how happy are you to see these two factions?
I have to once again agree with Pete with the Silona Flock idea, because Silona's Flock was one of the factions that I thought, like, well, if I can skip one, it's this one. And then I realized, no, I can't. Yeah. You know, and this is one faction that I think is super cool. Both the barbarians and, you know, what I think are the smart but cunning and menacing evil characters, I feel, from the Red Star. And to make them now, compared to when the first arrived, and one thing that you said, the amount of soft goods that I'm imagining with combination of new parts.
So here's one thing I want to see. I mean, we talked about what we wanted to see on Legion's Cast, but I didn't think about this as much. I may have touched on it, but I didn't. I really want to see, who knows if we'll get it, the new torsos have that added articulation in the shoulders, or the space to make things happen. Yeah. And with the soft goods to cover up those articulation points, we could really see some cool barbarian two-handed sword poses.
Yeah.
Available to us now, where we can get those muscular guys and those really kick-ass Arnold Schwarzenegger-esque poses, and yeah. I'm really hoping we see something like that.
And you know, when you say it like that, because I look at the bare torso and think it's perfect.
It is.
It doesn't need any change. But when you talk about the articulation, it's like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because the two-handed sword pose would be something extra, unless they maybe do something with the upper arms or something.
Yeah. And also, like, small things like new swords. Mm-hmm. They could be really cool.
Oh, I think we're going to see some really cool weapons.
Are we going to get any heroes with just mustaches?
Yes.
Are there any with just mustaches?
Yes. Yeah. Lord Viteris.
Okay.
I think we got... Gideon Heavensbrand.
Heavensbrand, yeah. He's got the total...
I could see one of those really big stashes. Yeah. You know, like a...
Gangs of the New York stashes or something. Or bigger.
Bigger. Long ago, yeah. Down like one of the Celtic stash.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Now we know you like the skeletons.
Yep.
That's kind of your jam.
It's really my jam, but yep.
Both these two waves now. Red Star has been known to have a few skeletons in it.
So I see that.
I'm saying we're gonna see a skeleton.
Yeah, there's got to be a skeleton. Yeah.
So
depends on how he looks.
Yeah,
he's got to be special. I love me some skeletons, but at this point, I have skeletons. Give me something fucking special. Okay, did you hear it?
Well, they can change it now. I mean, they've got a whole week to change everything before the show, so that's good. Those barbarian type figures that everybody knows and loves, I didn't start getting all in until after all those heavy hitters were out. So, like, I don't have like any of those type of barbarians in my collection. So I am excited about the Noble Bear from the fact of it'll give me an opportunity to kind of fill that hole of, because like I said, I don't have. I mean, I was. Soul Spiller, I think, was the first wave that I actually went all in on, and I've been all in since. But I missed Colosseum and everything before that, where we got some of those badass figures. So I'm kind of excited about being able to hopefully at least fill some gaps in my totes in my storage unit. You know,
sure.
So I almost said shelves, but everybody was like, "He's a fucking liar."
Yeah, he would be called out for that,
Cody. I really wish you were going with us.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
So no.
He sounds absolutely devastated.
No, hopefully next year.
I think he'd have more fun than he thinks he'd have. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's never been to a party where he got to karate chop a giant Hershey bar. So I'm just saying. You know?
I mean, we could create that. It won't be the same, but...
Yeah.
That happened last year?
Yeah.
Did.
Yeah.
That's what happens when I get drunk around kids. So.
Thank God that's all.
Yeah. And we were fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe I could stand.
I had a hangover the whole weekend.
Oh, I didn't. I was just drunk the whole weekend.
And my
Pete almost had a Len drunk at
some point, you know.
Oh, we had a tipsy Len.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and tipsy like Len is great. Tipsy Len is phenomenal.
Yeah, and he isn't that heavy if you have to carry him
right
off the floor.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be a good time. I am super excited and stoked. I think we know that by now.
Yeah.
We are Mythic Legion's cucks.
Yep.
It's just the way it works. Yep. We're Horsemen cucks. We will see a lot of our fans at our show or Pete's show, where there's going to be lots of fun to be had. We're hashing out details on that. Well, we were as late as just right before the mics came on, so
probably after.
Yeah. So yeah, hope to see all of you there. We're gonna be there. You should be there. I don't know what else to say. We're doing this. It's gonna be amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
It's gonna be a great time.
Wrapping up episode 299.6 or 7. We're not sure because we don't care. We love that all of our fans show up every Sunday, and we love that they still hold out hope that we are going to improve, that we're going to get better, funnier, we're going to get more professional. And like Jeremy and I's fathers just continue to let you down. I know we'd take you to the Cubs game, but we're not. So sit on the curb with your Cubs hat and your ball mitt. And then, you know, mom's current boyfriend will take you to Chuck E. Cheese or something to try to make up for it. And then you can tell your therapist about it in 30 years. Absolutely amazing to see Emil and Tomas in person. Because of social media, obviously, and technology, we do get to conversate quite a bit. But obviously, it's not the same. We look forward to this every year, and the fact that you guys make the trip and even spend a little extra time with us before the trip. It's awesome. Hands down awesome. So, Seducer Cody in the booth. Said a couple funny things today. Forgot my sandwiches. I think he slept most of the time. Jeremy DeWitt, Steve Bisciotti, fuck Travis. I am Pete. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.